This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Then, also another hadith, brothers and sisters, that I want to mention is the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just to show you the importance of when a request comes from the husband. The fact that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam not only once or twice or three times mentioned, he mentioned it in numerous hadith. And the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam keeps talking about this shows us the great importance of this issue. It's not an easy matter. He said to us, وَلَوْ سَأَلَهَا نَفْسَهَا وَهِيَ عَلَىٰ قَتَبٍ لَمْ تَمْنَعُهُ. If he now asks her to come, and she's on the saddle of the camel, it's upon her to come down and go to the husband. And it came in another narration, أَيُّمَا رَجُلٍ دَعَى زَوْجَتَهُ لِحَاجَتِهِ فَلْتَأْتِهِ. Any man now that calls his wife to fulfill or to do something that he has requested from her, a need, then it's upon her to go to him. وَلَوْ كَانَتْ عَلَى التَّنُورِ. Even now, if she was cooking something, she's got something on the stove, and the husband asked her to come to the room, then it's upon her to fulfill this. What does that show you, brothers and sisters? The command of the man, the husband, when he asks his wife to do something. And the emphasis the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave to this. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those that act upon these hadith. Brothers and sisters, we previously mentioned the importance of submitting, that this is the way of the believer. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said something, that we accept it. As for all these other mentalities, this disease that we find the non-Muslims spreading and the Muslims adopting it, wallahi, it is not the way of the Muslims. It is not the way of the believers. Rather, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam defamed these kind of people. It came in a hadith, لَتَتَّبِعُنَّ السُّنَنَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ شِبْرًا بِشِبْرًا وَذِرَاعًا بِذِرَاعًا. There will come a time when people are going to be following some of those that have preceded them, handspan by handspan, arm's length by arm's length. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لو أن أحدهم جاء مع امرأته في الطريق لفعلتموه. Even if one of them was to come now and start having sexual intercourse with his wife in the middle of the road, then Yula would imitate them and do the exact same thing. And recently we had in the London Mall, Muslims, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and them, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve us all. And it was all over the newspaper. A Muslim man and a Muslim woman, they started doing things to each other inside the mall. And this from the Alamat al-Sa'ah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us this 1,400 years ago. Brothers and sisters, it's a serious matter. Who was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam referring to? The Jews and the Christians. It came in another narration, that if one of them was to enter even into a lizard hole, Yula would do the exact same thing. Today, our brothers and sisters, who are the idols? Who are they trying to dress like? 50 Cent, Jay-Z, Justin Bieber. We're trying to be like him. That's how the kids are trying to be. Wallahi, we need to remind ourselves that we are not like them. We are Muslims. The people that we need to be imitating are the Salaf, the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim. The way we dress, the way we speak, the way we handle matters, the way we deal with things, and everything else. Brothers and sisters, I want to make something really, really clear. So someone doesn't think that I'm trying to water down the fact that an individual needs to be dutiful to his or her parents. Without a shadow of a doubt, the Sharia has told us the importance, and time again it has been mentioned, that one needs to be dutiful to his parents. And he has come in many ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, قُلْ, say to them, O Muhammad, تَعَالُوا أَتْلُوا مَا حَرَّمَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ. Come, let me recite to you that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram upon you lot. أَلَّا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. That one doesn't associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What was the second thing that was mentioned in the pecking order? وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. That one is dutiful to his parents. The fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned right after the most greatest sin that one can ever fall into, which is shirk billah, one associating partners of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he mentions straight after one being dutiful to his parents, shows to us the greatness of this matter. It came in another ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّهِ. Your Lord has decreed that you do not worship anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. The issue of Tawheed, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّهِ. You do not worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawheed is the greatest matter in our religion. That one cannot have al-Islam except by establishing Tawheed in its proper sense. Straight after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions what? One being dutiful to his parents. Even if they are mushriks, they are people that are indulged in shirk. They are associating partners of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِي عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. If they now strive against you, they push you towards performing shirk, then do not follow them upon it. But وَصَاحِبْهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Be good towards them. Be their friend when it comes to the matters of the dunya. But when it comes to the religion they're fighting against you, then do not accept this. This is regarding mushriks. People who are committing the worst sin that there is ever in, that has been mentioned in the Quran. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, "Ridha al-walidaini, ridha Allahi bi ridha al-walidain." That one being dutiful to his parents, he gains the satisfaction of his Lord. Wa sakhati Allahi fi sakhati al-walidain. And the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when a person now makes his parents angry. So every time you make your parents happy and they're smiling and they are joyful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes happy with you. And likewise the other way around. Every time you make them cry, you make them sad, they are upset with you, they're thinking about you all the time because you've come home late, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala automatically by default becomes angry with you. A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said to him, جِئْتُ لِأُبَايَعْكَ عَلَى الْإِسْلَامِ. I have now come to give you bay'ah ya Rasulullah. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, أَحَيٌّ وَالِدَكَ. Are your parents alive? The man said, نَعَم. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the man said, نَعَم. And he said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنِّي تَرَكْتُ أَبَوَيَّ وَهُمَا يَبْكِيَانَ. I left my parents while they were crying. Look what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him. إِرْجِعْ إِلَيْهِمَا فَأَضْحِكْهُمَا كَمَا أَبْكَيْتُهُمَا. Go back to your parents and make them laugh just like you made them cry. Making your parents cry, wallahi, brothers and sisters, it's not an easy matter. It's a major sin. It is a really, really serious sin. The woman that carried you for 9 months and then after that breastfed you, you come today and you talk to her like she's a little kid or someone that has absolutely no weight in your life. Why? Because you're a bit older now. The point that I'm trying to get across here, brothers and sisters, I'm not trying to water down the importance of respecting the parents. But if we have now a clash of the two, who do we give preference to? The husband or the mother-in-law or the father-in-law? Who takes priority when the command of any of them come towards the daughter-in-law or the wife? Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, فَلَيْسَ لَهَا أَن تَخْرُجَ مِن مَنْزِلِهِ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. It is not for her to leave the house, his house except with his permission. سَوَاءٌ أَمَرَهَا أَبُهَا. Whether she gets commanded by her father or أمها or her mother or غَيْرُ أَبَوَيْهَا or other than her parents. بِإِتِّفَاقِ الْأَئِمَّةِ. And this has been unanimously agreed upon, that she cannot leave the house. If her parents are calling her without the permission of the husband, she's not allowed to leave. And this has been unanimously agreed upon by the scholars. بِإِتِّفَاقِ. Not one alim has said this, not two, not three, but it has been unanimously agreed upon. There's many scholars that came together upon the issue. وَإِذَا أَرَادَ الرَّجُلُ أَن يَنْتَقِلَ إِلَى مَكَانٍ آخَرٍ. If the husband now wants to move to another place, let's just say now, I decide to pack my bags and I want to go move to Antarctica. Whether it is Brazil, whether it is any place. مع قيامه بما يجب عليه وحفظ حدود الله فيها. But at the same time, he will fulfill the rights that is upon him. And he also preserves the limits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set for him when it comes to his wife. He's going to fulfill all the rights, everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked him to do. وَنَهَاهَا أَبُوهَا عَنْ طَاعَتِهِ. And then the father comes and he prohibits her and he stops her from obeying her husband. In that matter, فِي ذَلِكَ فَعَلَيْهَا أَنْ تُطِيعَ زَوْجَهَا. It is upon her now to obey her husband دُونَ أَبْوَيْهَا, and not obey her parents in regards to this issue. فَإِنَّ الْأَبَوَيْنَ هُمَا ظَالِمَانَ. The parents here, they are oppressive. They are oppressors in this issue if they do that. لَيْسَ لَهَا أَنْ يَنْهَيَاهَا عَنْ طَاعَةِ مِثْلِ هَذَا الزَّوْجِ. It is not for them to stop her from being obedient to a husband like this. The two things that were mentioned, إخواني and أخواتي, brothers and sisters, مَعَ قِيَامِهِ بِمَا يَجِبُ عَلَيْهِ وَحِفْضِ حُدُودِ اللَّهِ فِيهَا. He is going to be establishing that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told him to do in regards to the relationship. And he's also going to preserve the limits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set for him when it comes to his wife. لَيْسَ لَهَا أَن يَنْهَيَاهَا أَن تَعْطِ مِثْلَ هَذَا الزَّوْجِ. It is not for them to prohibit their daughter in being obedient to a person like this. And that's in any case. A husband wants to come and he wants to take his wife to the other side of the world. The parents come in. They say, no, you're going to keep my daughter in this city, in this house. Wallahi, it's not permissible for them to do this. As long as he's going to fulfill the rights, he can take her wherever he wants. How many times do we find this? I know brothers and sisters that have contacted me saying that my parents are stopping me from me taking my wife to Saudi Arabia. They're telling me I have to keep her here. And also Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala then goes on to say, and he says, وَلَيْسَ لَهَا أَن تُطِيعَ أُمُّهَا فِيمَا تَأْمُرُهَا بِهِ مِنَ الْإِخْتِلَاعِ مِنْهِ. It is not permissible for her to obey her mother in that which she commands her to do, from trying to seek a separation from the husband. أو مضاجرته حتى يطلقها. Or she pushes him to such an extent, because she wants to have a divorce, she pushes him until he ends up divorcing her. مثل أن تطالبه من النفقة والكسوة والصداق بما تطلبه ليطلقها. Like her being extreme in requesting the expenses, money, clothing, and also reaching a stage where she requests the mahar. The sadaq means the mahar, the money that one gives to his wife when he gets married to her. بِمَا تَطْلُبُهُ لِيُطَلِّقُهَا. In order for him to end up divorcing his wife. فلا يحل لها أن تطيع واحدا من أبويها في طلاقه. It is not lawful for her to obey any of her parents when it comes to seeking a divorce. إذا كان متقيا لله فيها. Especially when he is fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in regards to his wife. And then Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala says, فَفِي السُّنَنِ الْأَرْبَعَةِ He has come in the four sunan. Ibn Majah, Abu Dawud, Tirmidhi, and likewise, An-Nisa'i. The four books that make up the Ummahatu Sittah. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أيما امرأة سألت زوجها الطلاق. Any woman now that asks her husband to divorce her, غير ما بأس فحرام عليها رائحة الجنة. Without any justified reason, the fragrance of al-Jannah is haram upon her. Forget about the Jannah, just the fragrance of al-Jannah is haram upon her. And it came in some narrations that one can smell Jannah 40 years before he reaches the Jannah. 40 years. That becomes haram upon her. Forget about even entering into al-Jannah. So brothers and sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve you all. It is important that we know time and time again. I'm not mentioning anyone specifically. We get emails. We get people calling us. I'm trying to do this with my wife, but her father keeps getting involved, telling her to do this, telling her to do that. The mother-in-law gets involved. The grandfather gets involved. The grandmother gets involved. The aunties are getting involved. They're literally dictating the relationship of this husband and wife. Wallahi, this is haram. This is something that has destroyed many marriages. And as we're speaking, it is destroying marriages as well. And this is what we want the people to comprehend and understand. Everybody to know their limits, their boundaries that they can't cross, in order to preserve the marriages. And wallahi, for no other reason am I making this video except for the people to understand, the people to know, so that we don't have future breakers because of this matter that has become a disease in many narrations. And inshallah ta'ala, brothers and sisters, now I'm going to be moving on to the third part of the video, which is, if now the husband is telling his wife to do something that is impermissible. We just mentioned now some of the virtues, some of the hadith that talk about the importance of a wife being obedient to husband. If he now tells her now to do something that is haram, is that permissible? Is she allowed to obey him? Rather, she can't obey him in that which is haram. And from the examples that we find, is when the husband, and we have to stay really, really balanced here. We mentioned the positives and likewise the negatives of the woman and likewise the husband. Sometimes the husband tries to cut the relationship between his wife and her parents. This is something that is haram. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, لا يدخل الجنة القاطع. The one that cuts the relationship, the kith and the kin, this is impermissible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, فَهَلْ عَسَيْتُمْ إِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ أَن تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَتُقَطِّعُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ. Have you not been disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That you cause corruption upon the earth and you cut your relationship amongst yourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهِ فَأَصَمَّهُمْ وَعْمَى أَبْصَارَهُمْ. These people are people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has cursed. And He has made them blind and deaf. These are the people that cut their relations between their family members. And he's not allowed to do this between the girl and her mother or her father. As you have these ayah, these many, many ahadith that talk about looking after the relationship between a kith and a kin, the close relatives and etc. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala says, وَإِذَا نَهَاهَا الزَّوْجُ عَمَّا أَمَرَ اللَّهِ. If the husband now stops his wife from doing that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded. أو أمرها بما نهى الله عنه. Or he commands her now to do something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram or prohibited. لم يكن لها أن تطيع في ذلك. It is not permissible for her to be obedient to him in this regard. فإن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. There is no obedience to the creation if it means disobedience to the creator. بل المالك لو أمر مملوكه. Rather, even the owner of a slave, if he now tells his slave, بما فيه معصية لله, in that which is in disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لم يجوز له أن يطيعه في معصيته. It is not permissible for the slave to obey his master in being disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فكيف يجوز أن تطيع المرأة زوجها. So how is it now permissible for the wife to obey her husband, أو أحد أبويها في معصية الله, or any of her parents when it comes to being disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّ الْخَيْرَ كُلَّهُ فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Rather, all the good is in being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. وَالشَّرُّ كُلُّهُ فِي مَعْصِيَةِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. And all the evil is in being disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. And many examples of this that both the couple sometimes might fall into, or even the parents might fall into, when the parent is telling their daughter or their sons to be oppressive to the other half. Or the parents are telling her to not obey the husband and not to go with him if he decides to move to another place. Or if he wants to do something, they tell the girl, don't do this. And sometimes when it comes to the husband, and brothers, we're not going to go around the bush here, we're going to be really straight up. You find that some husbands, they force their wives into having sexual intercourse with them while they are on their menses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْمَحِيضِ قُلْ هُوَ أَذَى فَاعْتَزِلُ النِّسَاءَ فِي الْمَحِيضِ. They ask you about the menses. Say to them, it's harmful. فَاعْتَزِلُ النِّسَاءَ فِي الْمَحِيضِ. And leave off the women while they are on their menses. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to do. Or entering upon the woman in places where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cursed the individual that goes and has intercourse with his wife in a place that has been prohibited. And we have to be really, really straight up here. Brothers and sisters, we get emails regarding this. People saying, my husband is trying to force me into doing this, and I don't know what to do. I don't know who to speak to. What do I do? The answer is, wallahi, thumma billahi, thumma tallahi, it is not permissible for you to obey your husband in this. Because it is something that will bring the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal. Al-la'nu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the curse of Allah Azza wa Jal is upon the individual now that enters his wife from the backside. And like we said, brothers, we need to be really straight with this issue. It's from the ahkam of Allah Azza wa Jal. As for the parents now commanding the girl to do that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told her to do, it is something that is wajib. And she has to listen to her parents, even if she's married. وَأَمَّا إِذَا أَمَرَهَا أَبُوَاهَا. As for her parents now ordering her, أو أحدهما, or any of them, بِمَا فِيهِ طَاعَةٌ لِلَّهِ, in that which is in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مِثْلُ الْمُحَافَظَةِ عَلَى الصَّلَوَاتِ, in trying to preserve the daily prayers, وَصِدْخِ الْحَدِيثِ, and being truthful in speech, وأداء الأمانة, and also being or fulfilling the trust, ونهوها عن تبذير مالها وإضاعته. And they now prohibit her from wasting her money. ونحو ذلك, and anything like this. مما أمرها الله ورسوله. In that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded her to do and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فعليها أن تطيعهما في ذلك. It is upon her to obey them in these matters. ولو كان الأمر من غير أبويها. Even if this kind of command now comes from other than the parents. فكيف إذا كان من أبويها. So how about now if this kind of command comes from her parents? We need to understand, if someone now tells you, Ya Akhi or Ya Ukhti, you need to now pray your prayers. You need to be truthful in speech. If anyone tells you, it's still upon you to do it. How about your parents now telling you to preserve the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So inshallah ta'ala, ikhwani, brothers and sisters, wallahi, I'm not attacking anyone specifically. Wallahi, we made this video in order to stop any future breakups. And there's many people suffering from this kind of these kind of issues. And only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows our intentions. No one specific are we speaking about. Rather, all that we're trying to do is protect the ummah from trying to follow the disbelievers in their acts, in that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. And for everyone to be happy and everyone to know their limits, because it's a big issue, it's a big problem. And inshallah ta'ala, in part two, we will be speaking about, and this is also something of an issue that is very widespread in many households. You find that the son of a mother comes and he says, my own mother, she's treating my sister-in-law like a slave. She cries all the time. She wears her out. She oppresses her. What do I do? She's living in my house, and this is what my mother is doing. Wallahi, one brother came up to me and he said to me, you have certain mothers who watch these Indian films with Shah Rukh Khan and all these other characters in there, who watch these kind of films, and this is where they get their mentality from. This is where they get how to deal with their daughter-in-laws. So they deal in such an oppressive way. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to preserve all of us. ما كان من خطأ فأمني ومن الشيطان والله ورسوله بريئان. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.